This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, September 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Fair plan could implode. Republicans push leaders for farm bill and White House urge to block port strike. How close is the fair plan to imploding? Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara has released a series of proposals to reform the state's insurance regulations and prevent more residents and businesses from losing policies. One goal is to reduce the number of policies within the California FAIR Plan. The program, which is run by insurance companies, has stepped in to provide basic coverage as a last resort. The plan has ballooned over the last 5 years as the insurance crisis unfolds, expanding from about 150,000 residential policies to now more than 400,000. As it grows, the threat of insolvency looms greater if another major wildfire disaster strikes. What happens if three megafires join and wipe out half of Northern California and the FAIR Plan is not going to be able to cover all of those policies, said Lara, describing an Armageddon situation during a recent discussion hosted by Cal Matters. Yet that could be closer to a reality than Lara described. Peter Ansel, a senior policy advocate at the California Farm Bureau, told AgriPulse recently that the state got a fortunate break this summer. The Park Fire rapidly grew to become the fourth largest on record, destroying more than 700 structures. We're all just pretty lucky that it hadn't burned a community to the ground, said Ansel. He wondered if the companies in the FAIR Plan would, quote, stick to the deal and assess every property within the plan to make them whole. Republicans appealed to House leaders on the farm bill. Lawmakers have averted a government shutdown when the new fiscal year starts next Tuesday. The Senate cleared a stopgap spending bill 78-18 yesterday, soon after the House approved the measure 341-82. The continuing resolution will fund the government at FY24 levels through December 20th. Before hitting home to campaign, at least 139 Republicans signed a letter to their leadership urging passage of a new farm bill before the end of the year, that according to sources. The number represents more than a majority of the GOP conference. Now take note, leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees are expected to meet today to discuss the farm bill. The House and the Senate won't be back in action until mid-November. Keep in mind, a senior member of the House Ag Committee, Austin Scott of Georgia, told AgriPulse, a lot will hinge on the outcome of the November 5th elections. He suggests Republicans will want to get a farm bill out of the way in December if they run the table November 5th, win control of both the White House and Congress. He says passing a farm bill in December would clear the way for dealing with tax policy next year. Key provisions of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expire at the end of 2025. The main thing, he said, we need next year is the tax law. Passing a farm bill in a lame duck remains a heavy lift without the funding to address the commodity title. Ag groups are urging the Biden administration to step in and avert a port strike. 56 agriculture groups urging the White House to help prevent the potential longshoreman strike that would shut down the East and Gulf Coast port operations on October 1. The groups warned in the letter that if port operations are halted, the impact on the ag supply chain will quickly reverberate throughout agriculture and not only slow or shut down operations, but also potentially lower farm gate prices. About 40% of U.S. containerized agriculture exports move through these ports, the letter says. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bayer signals Supreme Court bid after appeals court denied in-bank review. Bayer is ready to head to the Supreme Court over the issue of FIFRA preemption. That's the question of whether the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act preempts state pesticide labeling laws. The company stated its intentions after the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia rejected a request for a rehearing of its opinion issued last month that found FIFRA preempts state laws. The court's holding that state-based failure to warn claims are preempted by federal law creates a federal circuit split with the Ninth and Eleventh Circuits and warrants U.S. Supreme Court review on the cross-cutting question of federal preemption, an issue that is central to the Roundup litigation nationwide, Bayer says. American diets are, Bayer says, pause. American diets deficient in fruits and veggies, but most get enough protein. More proof that most Americans don't have a healthy diets came at a meeting yesterday of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which is working to conclude its scientific report for submission to the Secretaries of Agriculture and Health and Human Services. Data presented at the meeting, which continues today, shows that the vast majority of demographic groups don't eat enough of the recommended amounts of fruits and vegetables. Non-Hispanic Asians, 29%, scored the highest in eating enough fruit. They were also the top group when it comes to vegetables at 21%. Americans are also not consuming enough whole grains, DGAC members found. Fewer than 1 in 10 people in all demographic groups met the recommendation. People are doing better when it comes to protein. Data showed between 56 and 76% of each demographic group is eating the recommended amount. The committee is holding its final public meeting today, which will include discussion of dietary food patterns. Well, here's today's final word. Many Californians are still feeling the impacts of the devastating Park and Borrell fires. That Governor Gavin Newsom, who yesterday requested a presidential major disaster declaration to support communities recovering from those fires. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, September 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.